This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The 112th Congress is in its final weeks, the lamest of lame ducks. And while it is too early to call the president the same thing, fact is, it's only a matter of time. There are no real term limits, though, in the business world, so a lame duck period is kind of a rare luxury. Top executives are often fired before they can even think about the end. Others, though, know when they'll go, either by choice or by mandatory retirement age. So Mark Garrison has this now from New York on the lessons lame duck CEOs might have to offer lame duck presidents.
A firm end date can actually be liberating. Columbia Business School professor Catherine Phillips focuses on leadership.
I think it kind of frees people up a little bit. They don't have to be so worried about ruffling feathers, I guess you could say.
Drawing a line in the sand on tax breaks for the wealthy is a reliable feather ruffler for conservatives. Here's the president on Friday.
I'm not going to ask students and seniors and middle class families to pay down the entire deficit while people like me making over $250,000 aren't asked to pay a dime more in taxes. I'm not going to do that.
Lame ducks can be bold, at least early on. In the business world, it's rare for a CEO departure to be announced 4 years ahead.
Once the end date is known, it can cast a very, very long shadow.
Srivardhan Lele is a University of Maryland business professor. As the end draws near, it's harder for CEOs to make deals with friends, to say nothing of enemies.
When the other party knows that, well, we can wait it out, other parties now have an incentive to dig their heels in, to be less cooperative.
Second-term presidents worry about their historical legacy. CEOs tend to think shorter term, as in boosting their final quarterly earnings. NYU management professor Joe McGee says history skips over most corporate leaders.
Maybe if you're the Fortune 10, Fortune 50 company that's really in the news a lot, maybe. But after that, people sort of forget these people. Well, we remember who the presidents are.
In early 2017, President Obama has to do something with the rest of his life. Will he campaign for global causes and Democrats like President Clinton, or lead a quieter life outside the spotlight like President George W. Bush? David Heenan is author of Leaving on Top, a book about exiting jobs. The end can be scary for CEOs.
A chunk of them treat retirement or moving on as something akin to either castration or euthanasia, and in fact have not planned the next season of life very well.
CEO or president, life after the big gig is a lot easier with a plan. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.